For meth.
Looking hot and disobeying doctor's orders, here's candy. Hello, welcome to Still the Mox. I'm Sawyer.
I'm Sean.
Where's candy?
Despite Caleb
on stage.
And special guest Corey.
Not to be confused with candy, she still has her teeth.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
What are we talking about today, guys?
Well, let's see.
Strippers
with
their teeth.
Magic. Oh my god.
I mean, that could be related.
It's magic that people still want to see her with no teeth.
I mean, some people like that.
There's a foot for every shoe, man. Let people have what they want.
I suppose we should start with league updates.
League updates!
League updates!
So we're finally into the finals now?
Actual no shit finals. I am still undefeated.
And who are you facing?
I get to fight TJ tomorrow, actually. It should be a lot of fun.
Rug Delver versus Ad Nauseam Storm.
Yep.
Pre-breach.
Pre-breach.
No breach. Yeah, no breach.
He's not playing breach.
Yet.
But you guys heard that last week.
And if you haven't, go listen to it. Shameless plug number one.
We'll keep a tally.
Give us your money, please.
No, I'm...
We have a Patreon.
Just listen. We don't need your money yet. Just listen.
Yeah, keep listening.
Tell your friends.
I will.
Hide your kids, hide your wife.
Shameless plug 3, 4, and 5. No, I'm doing pretty well. Really excited, because I have 4 stifles and a surgical in the main board. So I feel like I'm going to be not so bad.
No, I think your large suite of counter spells is going to serve you just fine.
Sure. TJ has a plethora of experience. He's been playing that deck for a very, very long time, and he is very good with it. So that is in his advantage, certainly. I still feel pretty good about it, though.
Yep. Experience can get you pretty far.
You beat, what was it, Bant Delver? Would you call it that? No, they didn't have Delver.
Bant Snow Control?
Ice Fang Caudles, Arkham's Astroblades.
Yeah, Teferi's, the little 3-drop Teferi, and Oko. Couple of Snapcaster Mages.
And he had a Monastery Mentor in there. Those were all his finishers. The rest of it, his stuff was just counter spells.
Cantrips and
removal. Cantrips and some mild removal, yep.
But I 3-0'd him.
Yeah, you just stomped all over him.
It was a good little round. I enjoyed it anyway.
Delver's so strong.
I absolutely agree. Delver,
I wonder, I'll have to get your list and try and play it on MTGO and see how it flies. There's a lot of Oko online. I've been playing leagues lately. I made a Still No Mox Magic the Gathering online account and got the rental service.
Nice.
And I try and find some time to play leagues. I've played like 2 leagues so far.
Very cool.
Just testing out my legacy decks. And I tried out the budget burn list. Oh my god, it was fun. It was so goddamn fun.
What
and vintage.
Oh, in vintage.
Okay, vintage like budget burn.
What is a budget burn list?
A budget burn list in vintage is pretty much the same thing it is in legacy, except you've got a mox, got no mox, and you've got Singleton Wheel of Fortune, because it's restricted.
That's a good card.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Still running Bolts and Chain Lightnings.
Oh, I mean,
Fire Blasts.
I would hope so.
Eidolons.
Eidolons. Swift Spears. Goblin Guides.
So legacy burn. With a
Wheel of Fortune.
Wheel of Fortune.
Which, as far as reserve list cards go, and it's not terribly expensive, I sold one at the shop like a month ago for like $60. It was kind of...
It was a little on the beat up, yeah, but they're not more than $100 anymore.
Pretty beat, but it was playable, absolutely.
Yeah. It makes me want to sleeve it up for an actual factual vintage tournament. Make a couple changes, throw maybe null rods in the sideboard, and if... The paper metagame was anything like what I played against online. There's a lot of Oko. There's a lot of, like, bug stuff. Not a whole lot of Moxen until you actually play against Paradoxal Outcome.
Right.
And if you're playing Budget Burn, it's a hope and a prayer for you anyway. Unless they just don't draw their lands and you start with turn 1 Swift Spear, turn 2 Goblin Guide, or Bolt after, and then hit him with a Swift Spear, and then next turn do it again.
Eidolon, and then you follow it up the next turn with Pyrostatic Pillar, and you sit there. That's
after the board.
That's how Burn beats Storm, period.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what format you're playing, Eidolon. Hope I get there.
Turn 1 Swift Spear, turn 2 Goblin Guides. That was my first match. Game one, match one was turn one Swiss Spirit, turn two Goblin Guide, Goblin Guide. And then the next turn was some number of bolts, and they just conceded.
So my throwing in the one of wheel reminds me of my favorite burn list in Modern that I've ever seen. It was Jeskai Burn, and they were only splashing blue for Days Undoing. So they've got no cards left in hand, and you're at, like, seven. And they crack a fetch, grab a Steam Vents, and play Days Undoing.
Seven new cards, yay!
And now you're dead next turn. Yeah.
They hit the reload button.
Yep.
They shot off screen, and they reloaded.
It's pretty cool. It's a lot of fun.
It's good times. And then I played a... What else should I play? I'll have to look up the games. I could probably turn it into a YouTube video. Just play back the videos and do commentary over it.
Yeah. I'd like to rent the deck I'm going to be playing for the next league. I'm going to be doing just straight blue-red Delver this time. Because Dreadhorde Arcanist is a really cool magic card.
Yeah, it is
fantastic. Who doesn't like pondering mid-combat?
Right? The deck that I want to play runs one Royal Scions so that I can tick up and give my Dreadhorde Arcanist +2/+0 first strike, and he's already got trample, so that part's kind of irrelevant. But that way, I can
double trample.
I can Price of Progress, tick up my Royal Scions, attack you for 3, and Price of Progress again.
Oof.
Gross.
Oof.
That's how we get you. It's going to be really neat. I'm really excited about it.
Sounds painful.
I'm super excited. I'm going to be playing 3 basics, so why not, right?
3 whole basics?
3 whole basics.
Wow. And they're all going to say tap on them?
I hope so. I would prefer them that way. Big, thick black borders with the
chunky letterings. Tap to add.
Absolutely.
Green, red, blue, orange, and pink mana to your mana pool.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2 islands in a mountain.
Hell yeah.
We're going to get there.
This doesn't sound too bad.
I'm still torn on the version of what deck I want to play. I'm going to play something that's mud-like, but I don't know if I want to go stacks or just big mana with Grim Monolith things. Mm. Then there's also the option of the Urza Stacks deck, which is Grim Monolith, sways the Manifold, keyed on tap it. You're also playing Urza, Psy Master Thopterus, Mystic Forge, and Smokestacks. So you can just, like, in a very quick fashion, make a shit ton of things and then play a Smokestacks and watch your opponent sack everything.
I'm assuming you're going to be playing Tanglewire as well, so they have to tap all their things before they sack them.
I don't think that's in the Urza version, but I do love some Tanglewire. I've been playing it online, and it's been a great card.
Yeah, I really enjoy that.
Yeah, Tanglewire.
Could run Tezzeret's Gambit to draw more cards and proliferate your Smokestacks and Tanglewire.
Oh.
It's still a bad card.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh. But it's draw power. It's some kind of draw power in that deck, which is what it needs.
Absolutely.
Really.
2 cards is nothing to shake a stick at.
Yeah.
And proliferating your things that are already problematic, making that clock just faster.
Or slower, relatively.
Well, you can't take them off of proliferate, you can only add.
Right, I know. You make the clock slower because you're making
adding counters to Tanglewire.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I see where you're going with this.
This is going to go on even longer now.
Fuck you, but okay.
Yeah, Tanglewire is great, especially if you've got one Tanglewire and it has one counter left, and you play a fresh one, then they have to tap down 5 things, and on your turn, you're only going to tap down 3.
Gross.
You're going to play...
and then you proliferate!
You're going to play Karn the Great Creator and Liquid Metal Coating, too?
I don't know.
You should.
It's...
You're already doing that
kind of thing.
Kind of fuckery.
There's so much stuff already in the list, though. Like, in the variants of the list, it's really tight lists. There's not much wiggle room for these kind of things. Like,
not when you're stuck under a Smokestacks and a Tanglewire.
Yeah. If you're going to play Smokestacks, you need to be playing 4. It's a death or you need to be worrying for it. Like, if I could play Smokestacks in Modern, I would be playing Wurza and worrying for that bitch all day.
Again.
Oh, my God.
This is why, like, threats like this I don't mind in Legacy and Vintage, because Force of Will. I don't feel so bad losing to Micah Sedlatis, because if I don't have Force of Will, well, cool. At least I had a chance. Stood a chance.
Man, it felt good when I was playing Burn today and people would Force of Will a Goblin Guide. That happened a couple times.
Yeah, Goblin Guide is a problem. Goblin Guide is very scary.
I was like, sweet, we got half of a value off of that, and actually probably an eighth of a value, because Goblin Guide just does so much damage. It's a shock every turn, in Vintage especially.
That's very relevant.
Yes, yeah. It is.
That's a clock.
Change I'm going to make to my Legacy deck for the next league. Instead of playing Black-Green Depths, we're going to play Jund Depths. And all we're really adding to it is Fling. Because Fling in response to your Caracas activation, Fling in response to your swords, Fling in response to your trying to get rid of my 2020, makes me smile. I'm just going to throw it at your face.
If I can't have it, you're going to have it.
If I can't have it, you eat it. We're probably going to add some more hand disruption in the form of him to Turox as well.
But so you're going to slow it down a little
bit. We're going to slow it down. It's not so much the Turbo Depths anymore. It's now...
just regular old Depths.
Jund Depths. I haven't seen a listing online, so I'm gonna coin the term. I haven't seen a listing online for a while anyway.
Go win a tournament, and then you'll be golden.
Yep.
Then you'll be the Sean Swain, the Jund Depths guy.
That's me.
Hey.
That's me.
Hey. That'd be so much fun.
I'm forever going to attribute this list to Jack, though.
He was the true inspiration.
Yeah, it hurts, but yeah, it's properly attributed to him.
Because he threw a 2020 at my face. And that was rough.
He had to work harder for it, though.
He did. He did.
Not a merit leech.
He stacked... It was a 22-22 because he stacked the Colossal Hammer on his Pure Steel Paladin. And when I went to Vapor Snag it inside of combat, he just flung it at me, and I didn't have a counterspell. So I died. Swiftly.
That's the wonderful thing about aggro decks. You just got to make everybody have it. And sometimes they don't.
I mean, that's just the game that we play.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Well, we play very different games.
Say La Munchausen.
La Munchausen.
Something like that.
What are you planning on doing in the next Legacy League?
I'm going to play Mono Red Prison.
Instead of doing the Weird Eldrazi thing that you've been doing?
I like the Weird Eldrazi thing.
It's a lot of fun. I like looking at it. Turn 2 Thought Knotseer is always a good time.
Oh, yeah. I did get to turn 1 Thought Knotseer, which felt real nice for me.
Yeah.
Not for my opponent.
Yeah, you're both disgusting.
I'm not apologizing to you.
Anymore. No, you shouldn't.
That's fine. I'm also not going to apologize for this. You should be proud of me. I'm dropping the Eldrazi from the deck and just running with the red.
No, I'm grateful. I'm not saying that I don't approve of your decision. Just
fuck you. That's all.
Yeah, like,
we're still gonna have Bone Crusher Giants.
Good.
Oh, what does Bone Crusher Giant do again? I know it's got the.
It does a lot of stuff.
It has the adventure that deals 2 to any target.
Neat.
And it's called Stomp.
And it can't be prevented, right?
Damage can't be prevented that turn.
Ah. So it's kind of like
a weird Skullcrack.
And then he's also a three drop. 4/3 that says when you target it, it deals 2 damage to that spell's controller.
That's
a shock.
That's pretty nifty. I like that.
Yeah.
That's a good addition to Mono Red.
Pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just a big dumb beater that's all you need.
It's a shock and a really good body.
Oh, yeah.
It's a 4/3.
A 4/3 for 3.
Such a nice body.
Put that away.
No, I'm thoroughly enjoying the lists that I've seen because they do run Bone Crusher Giant, and some of the lists are running Karn with kind of the same sideboard that I was running in Etron with Microsynth Lattice, Liquid Metal Coating, stuff like that.
Yeah, the wishboard, colorless wishboard.
Yeah. And a lot of the lists I've seen too are no longer running Ensnaring Bridge in the main. They're running the Karn to go get the Ensnaring Bridge.
Mm-hmm. That's all I ever did.
Yeah.
Well, it makes things like Mainboard Surgical less effective. Because if I counter your Ensnaring Bridge coming down and I try and circle it so I don't have to deal with it again and you don't
have any
because they're all on your sideboard.
You just wasted a surgical.
Yeah.
Or just you got one more in your sideboard. So if you're running 3 main, 1 side, and you naturally played it, you got another one?
Yep.
Yeah.
Cooking somewhere.
Still coming down.
And there are some lists that I've seen that have done that. They're running, 2 or 3 in the main, and then 1 or 2 in the sideboard just for things like that.
I like having your hate pieces in your main board being 3 ofs, and then having your 4th copy of all of those cards in your sideboard with Karn, because for exactly that.
Yeah.
It's just always an answer. That's why I thought that you should be playing Living Wish in your Depths deck, so that when I Wasteland and Surgical your Dark Depths, you can just Living Wish and get your combo piece and still win the game.
I think if he's playing,
it's an option.
I think if he's playing the slow depths, that's probably fine. But Turbo,
I need everything in so I can have the combo in as soon as possible.
Hinge on the crop rotation and the
Reclaimer.
Absolutely. And again, I understand that.
Yeah.
But if you are planning on slowing this down and adding
red, and it's going to go through a couple of evolutions.
Sure.
Because that's just how the
When does the next league start?
Deck lists are due Monday the 9th, and league starts on the 11th.
So next week. Next week. Okay.
Yes.
The week after regionals.
Oh, God, already?
Yep. Mike, yeah. I'm gonna need to... I would like to use our shared Moto account to jam a couple of games with this Delver list.
Okay.
Now tell me about it. We can use our official, Still No Mox official MTGO account that I made.
Hashtag Still No Mox.
Hashtag still underscore no underscore mox.
That's what I said.
something to that effect.
That's what it is on MTGO, so...
Come challenge
fight us.
Yeah, we will be jamming leagues with all sorts of crazy decks. And if you listen to our show, we'll be telling you the decks that we're going to be testing throughout various stages of development for our own local league.
And also just the wild and crazy shit that sounds like a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So this is a call to arms. This is a challenge to all of you wonderful listeners to come fight us online. It sounds like a lot of fun, and you can add us as friends. That'd be pretty neat.
Yep. And it'll be a wheel. You won't know who you're playing against. It could be Mike, Caitlin, Sawyer, or Sean.
I'd love to figure out how to play online.
Yeah, I think eventually, on a long enough timeline, you'll be figuring out who's playing what, because we all have very particular styles of decks that we enjoy playing. And you will never, ever, under any circumstances, catch me playing a deck that has Chalice of the Void. I promise you that. It won't happen.
That's because he's only going to play one land spy in Pauper all the time.
No, I still don't know how that deck works. I don't understand.
I don't understand.
I don't get it.
I can't wait to rent it and just fumble around entirely.
And try to figure out how you're supposed to get to the thing that you're supposed to do to kill your opponent.
Yeah. Oh, and there's supposedly a deck.
Supposedly, yeah. Trent actually played this deck in Pauper, in paper, and pretty consistently won on turn one or two.
I don't know how.
Yeah, I don't know how.
I've seen Oops All Spells played before, and I don't know how that works. Well, so the deck... Pauper is worse than the legacy Oops All Spells.
The deck, in my mind, works the same way that Wi-Fi does. I know that it exists. I know that it's a thing that, like, allows me to do things just throughout my day, but I don't know how it works. And no one has actually been able to explain to me specifically how it works. It's alien technology.
Trenton couldn't explain it to me either. He said he didn't actually win often, but when he did win, it was on turn one, and people always felt super shitty losing to it because it's a really shitty deck. He's like, yeah, every time someone would lose to me, I wouldn't win the whole match. He's like, but I'd win a game and they would just be defeated.
Anybody listening that has any experience with this deck, be it Oops All Spells or One Land Spy or whatever we're calling it these days, please
explain
hit us up
to us.
On some semblance of social
explain
media
to me.
And explain it. Yeah. I want to know. I want to learn. I don't understand. If you know how Wi-Fi works too, throw that in there.
Magnets.
Also, please don't be disappointed if even after you explain it, we still don't understand.
I will be confused.
I think
that's okay.
I think I'm going to make a promise here to learn the deck, but I'm not going to watch any videos explaining it first.
You're just going to
proxy
it up and fucking
figure it out.
I'm going to play it on MTGO in the Pauper Leagues, and I'm going to hope somebody concedes while I'm doing things that I don't know what I'm doing.
I mean, that's a win.
Yeah. Also, me,
Lotus Petal, Dark Ritual.
Conceit.
No, I feel like there's gonna be an awful lot of you just milling your entire library and then passing the turn.
Probably.
And that'll be that.
It's gonna be great.
Trenton talked about that, and he's like, yeah, sometimes I think I had it, and I would mill my entire library and then realize that I couldn't cast the thing I needed to win.
Because it was in your graveyard.
Yeah.
Neat. Yeah, that sounds
awful.
Yeah.
Better yet, me, two guys at the card shop, James and Z. Don't need to say.
My coworkers. Yeah.
Great guys. We talked about a deck that I'm gonna try and play on MTGO, where the deck
Please
will
God,
have.
Tell me it's not food chain.
No, the deck will have no win con. The win con will be defeating the heart of your opponent, so they concede, and or just playing the game faster than them, so they time out.
Okay.
But not having an actual win con or a way to win the game. We're just going to, like,
I feel like cryptic commands. Making them time out is cheating, but a win's a win.
Yeah.
A win's exactly. A win.
It's going to be Cryptic Command and Mystic Sanctuary, so we can just keep repeating that brokenness. Right? And then, like, some other loop that's just, like, counter your thing. Let's have one spell a turn or something. Boop, 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 boop. Just keep.
This sounds like an Eternal Command without the win condition that is just attacking your opponent with Eternal Witness.
Yeah, no. We're not trying to win.
There will be no creatures in this deck?
Very unfair.
There'll be Fae of Wishes, but we're not casting it for the creature.
See, I really like challenges like this, where you have to build a really crazy deck. Sean and I are actually in a challenge currently with another person and our good friend TJ. Jack challenged us to build a deck on his budget to beat his current modern deck. And I think when we did the math, it was like
$308.50.
Cool. I told him I wanted to do it in half that.
I'm going to use his whole budget and show him exactly what a black-green deck can do for that kind of money. It's kind of stupid. I'm not going to have the Liliana of the Veils, but honestly, I can just rip his hand apart and then show him with Tireless Tracker.
Absolutely. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I want to build blue-black Infect. Because he told me, like, right out the gate, you can't play Infect because that's really not fair.
How is that not fair?
Because I'm a skilled Infect player and he should be afraid of me.
I think budget constraint is that should be the only constraint.
I want
Infect's fair.
No, I'm totally cool with it. Because, like, mono-green Infect is fantastic right now with all of the new cards that we've got. Man,
the one new card we got.
I'm sorry?
Are you going to play mono-green?
No, I want to play blue-black Infect.
You should play Phyrexian Crusader.
You were planning on it.
Yeah, my plan was all of the enchantments that are Spreading Seas and Seas Claim, but for swamps.
Yeah.
And then
Evil Presence and Contaminated Ground.
Yep.
Right. So, like, turn one, the one drop, turn two, the two drop, turn three, Ichor Rats. And then we're just going to lock you out with, like, counter spells and proliferation stuff. And that's all she wrote. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really excited about it.
Reminds me of the time that I built the same deck, right? Mono black. And I had a blue black version with Seize Claim and all that. But my win con was Karma.
No, I remember this deck. The one creature in the entire deck was a single Gurmog Angler. And that was that was it. It was you had the enchantment, I think Tainted something or other. So anytime I tap this
Contaminated Ground.
Yeah, this is a swamp and when I tap it I lose two life. Oh, and then I'm just he's just beating me with a Gurmog Angler. I was so mad at you for so long about that deck. I hated it so much.
I feel like you're still mad about it.
I had just put together like Burn. It was my first like real modern deck that meant anything.
Oh, that's a mountain. No, that's a swamp.
Yeah, it's just like I was sitting under a whole bunch of swamps.
I love Contamination. And
I was dying to a Gurmog Angler. I couldn't do a damn thing about it. And it was so frustrating. I want to do that to Jack to just prove to him that like you can build a deck that isn't a meme for on a budget. Oh, like that's my
initial
of the show.
My initial knee-jerk reaction was just to build mono green Stompy and just put a whole bunch of Nature's Claims and Naturalize.
Yeah,
and that
like
kind of
the first reaction is always to just I just have to beat your deck.
Yeah.
Cool, you're at a disadvantage because I'm gonna build a deck that's just artifact destruction and like one for one creature removal.
Yeah,
because that's your whole combo. Yeah. That's all you're trying to do. So.
Yeah, but no, Sawyer convinced me that the better way to do it is to actually build a deck.
To beat
the hell out of him
with a real and viable budget deck that works.
Yeah. Oh, and MTGO is a great place for that too, because even if you're not renting cards, you can spend $40 and have a whole budget deck that is reasonable. That's where I came up with my Evil Presence Contaminated Ground idea.
Mm-hmm.
And it developed into white blue Karma. Played Urborgs and Personal Sanctuary so that way Karma wouldn't hit me on my turn. And it's like, sweet, you have seven lands in play. They're all swamps because of Urborg.
Take
seven at your upkeep, bud.
Gross.
And it didn't win a lot, but man, it was so much fun.
It inspired a lot of salt.
Yeah. I played Path to Exile because we're modern to give him more swamps.
Path, you can go get a land.
Hey, no. Yeah, get a land. Mm-mm. You don't want one?
Uh-uh.
Spreading Algae and Urborg.
The Spreading Algae.
One green enchant
target swamp. Whenever swamp is tapped, destroy it. Return spreading algae to its owner's hand.
Yeah, that's cute.
That sounds
so much fun.
Oh yeah, you just play green black at that point then.
Yep.
And it's like pseudo land destruction as well.
That.
Oh.
Sinkhole's not modern league. But.
No, but I mean, keep in mind. So
build your own sinkhole.
Yeah.
Build your own sinkhole.
I was up at like 3 o'clock in the morning after work when we had like established this challenge, just tearing through MTG Goldfish, looking at the budget modern section, and the one that I was really excited about was Nevermore. Just Seas Claim, Spreading Seas, Nevermore, Ruined Halos. We were just gonna tear you apart. And then TJ brought up a really good point, which is he plays Simeon Spirit Guides. He's really quick. So, you know, all of these things, that like by the time Nevermore comes down, he's already got...
He already killed you.
Yeah, I'm
dead. He's a fast deck.
And super fast. So that's why I'm more intrigued to play something that has, you know, a lot of removal, some hand hate, and then just proliferate his infect counters. It'll be a lot of fun. I'm kind of excited about it. And if he wins, he gets $20. And if we win, we each get $7 a piece.
Six and change.
Value. Six and some change. Yeah.
Value.
Yeah. Whatever the
split between 20
divided by three is. Okay. I'm not.
I'm gonna do my best not to buy any cards.
I don't
for this,
even feel like you're doing it for the money at this point.
No, absolutely not. We're trying to teach him a lesson.
I'm trying. Yeah, I want to use this as a learning point. But you guys, as our listeners, you wonderful listeners, are going to learn real quick that I'm not good at math, and I don't quite know how technology works.
Especially the Wi-Fi.
It's alien technology. Prove me wrong. Prove me otherwise, please.
I also don't know how Wi-Fi works, or, like, internet at all. It's a thing that's there that I know how to use.
I use it so little, you know?
It uses radio signals.
That's nice.
Did you Google it?
Yes.
Neat. How do radio signals work?
Of course, that's what the internet can tell you.
As a certified Network Plus guy, I'm just sad to have all of you in my life now.
You married me.
You almost married me.
You invited me onto this podcast.
I did.
Is polygamy legal in North Carolina?
No.
We can still marry Sawyer.
No, we can't. Well,
not with that attitude.
Exactly, not with that attitude.
Who are we putting into office that'll make polygamy legal?
2024. Actually, no, we'll have to wait until 2028, except you have to be 35 to run for president.
Also,
yeah, it could just be local. I mean, we're just talking about state law here.
Yeah, so state law.
Senator. I don't know how old you have to be for to be a governor.
I don't know if there's an...
There's always a rule. You have to be 25 to be in Congress.
Oh, you're good.
Well, you're good.
Yeah, great. You're like, I'm older than that.
Yeah, by a considerable margin. Oh man, I don't want your callous indifference to be your platform. That's not a good way to run.
How about if
we're already dealing with that?
It, how about if you can't change it, I'll try.
Cheese. That's what's for dinner.
That's thoroughly better than the first one.
And now I can't vote for you because I'm lactose intolerant.
I'm also lactose intolerant, but I still eat cheese.
If we don't need this kind of intolerance in 2020.
Anyway, back to Magic. I'm undefeated. I'm hoping to maintain that record tomorrow so that I can be the reigning champ of this league. If I make second,
$86.
That's cool. Yeah.
When me and James were doing the math for that, we were like, is it really 86? So we rechecked the math like 3 times and we're like, yeah, like first is $86.
Oh, that's not so bad.
That seems pretty good.
No. We were surprised at how much it was, not how little, like how much it was.
Yeah.
Well, and we have more people coming into this next league as well. So prize support's going to continue to go up if we continue to
expand. Chris
to push
wants
this.
To play.
I'm fine with it.
That's fine. The more the merrier.
Yeah, absolutely. And the more people we get playing Legacy, the happier I am.
Yes.
I get to play more Legacy.
And they get to play less with you playing.
Well, I think that's usually my strategy, especially if I'm playing stacks.
Well, his quote for his deck is, his deck's only good when the other people aren't playing Magic.
No, Delver is only
that's
good.
Right.
Delver as a creature is only good if your opponent isn't playing Magic.
I thought you meant Delver as a deck.
The deck works in conjunction with the creature. Yeah, if I wasteland you into oblivion and counter everything I can attack you with a 3-2 all day and then you're dead.
He doesn't mind you playing magic because then he gets to stop you from playing magic.
Yeah, I want you to actively play things so that I can play cards out of my hand and we can interact with each other. Or I can interact with you and then we all have fun.
I'm just going to smack you in the face. It might not be with a 20-20 this time. I might just
you. Just get me. That's fine.
Yeah, you got to sleep sometime.
You're not the first and you definitely won't be the last.
It's a good mindset.
New high score. New high score.
All right, so what are we on now?
I have no fucking clue.
What are we talking about now?
I think that's it.
Mm-hmm. For today?
Yeah, we kind of
short and sweet.
Short episode for you guys. Not a whole lot of content tonight because, like I said, we just had the league updates, and now that it's in finals, I'm really the only one who has anything to say about it.
So, well, all the rest of us are out at this point.
Dope. And then next time we get to see the budget list fight Jack.
Oh man, it's gonna be so much fun!
I can't wait to see these lists. I'm super excited about it.
Budget list to fight Jack.
I'm very excited.
We need consumer engagement listener to find us on the social media so we can add you on the MTGO.
Yeah, fight us on MTGO.
Fight us.
Also, again, if you know how Woodland Spy works, please let us know.
I'm
let's have you on.
I want to know.
If you're local to us, then fuck it. Come here and explain us and show us.
Yeah, come hang out in my house and tell us about a deck that doesn't make any sense.
Even if you're not local, we can find a way to...
there's a Skype call option.
Yeah, we can Skype call.
Or Discord. Discord works too.
Sean for governor. Bite me.
That's a platform I can get behind.
Yes.
The whole fisticuffs, it can be a very retro thing.
I mean, we already had somebody that was like running on a platform of a boot on their head and pocket glitter. So.
Listen, that Vermin Supreme wanted a pony for every person.
I would have been totally happy with that, and I really wanted to see him throw pocket glitter.
He's on the ticket again. He's been on the ticket for better part of 2 decades now.
Good for him.
Yeah, good for him.
Is he
that
King
man
Hobo?
Is living his best
I think he
life.
Is actually King Hobo. And I'm just trying to claim that title for my own.
He's
but
super.
I don't have the big dick energy that Vermin Supreme has because
he ran on a platform of ponies and oral hygiene. Which honestly, it's not that bad.
I can stand behind that.
There are worse things 100%. To be running on, honestly.
Yes.
We are still no mocks, and I'm going to be your governor.
If we're all... just very unfortunate. Yeah.
I think it'll be very interesting at the very least.
It'll be something.
It'll be something.
Anyway, thanks again for listening, guys. Shameless plug. What are we on? 7, 8, and 9 now?
7, 8, 9?
Yeah.
Oh.
We are on the Facebooks. We are on what? SoundCloud?
Yep. SoundCloud, Twitter. I'll be posting most updates for when we're posting the episode live. On Twitter, typically, and Facebook. I will have to start doing the sending of the messages to people because it's like, hey, let me just shove this down your throat.
Yeah, the more you interact with us, the more we'll interact with you. Yes.
Give us your money. We have a Patreon.
Anyway, thanks again for listening, guys. As always, I'm Sawyer.
Hi. I'm Sean.
Goodbye.
I'm Caitlin.
Goodbye, I'm Mike. This has been Still No Mocks. Oh, and Corey's still here.
And has been the whole time.
She's been talking and being part of the conversation. You just didn't hear it. She's not imaginary.
I swear. She's real. There are ghosts in the house. Goodbye.